We're so glad you joined us today for Sharing the Victory, the weekly radio program from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. The host of Sharing the Victory is Ron Brown, assistant football coach for the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Today, Ron visits with Clark Kellogg, who will call the final four games in men's college basketball.
One of my favorite passages is that we're to guard our hearts because it is the wellspring of life. It's the center of our being, our hearts.
Ron also talks to former North Carolina State basketball player Alvin Battle about race relations.
We do need to bridge this gap between the races, because when we get to heaven, all of us are going to be there.
Right.
So we might as well get used to it or get accustomed to it right now while we're on earth.
Also, we'll talk about what coaches can learn about leadership from the Book of Daniel.
I really believe that the most important thing in our culture today is to be secure in my relationship with Christ, knowing that His way is the right way to go.
Here's Sharing the Victory host Ron Brown, ready to get today's program started.
A very familiar face, particularly during March Madness, is a youngster named Clark Clifton Kellogg Jr. And he's known as Clark Kellogg, a very visible face. Special K. Clark, welcome to Sharing the Victory today.
My pleasure, Ron. Good to have a chance to join you.
Well, Clark, you're a guy that shows up on our TV set so often. Of course, the people there in Indianapolis get to hear you often with the Indiana Pacers color commentary for the basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
But the nation gets a chance to really hear from you and watch you. And one of the things that I've always been impressed about you is your ability to articulate the game of basketball. You do it in such a precise, professional way, just in itself. Knowing of your stance and your love for Jesus Christ, just to see the excellence of how you can conduct yourself in your profession is a witness in itself.
Well, I certainly hope so, and I appreciate that, Ron. All that we do is to be done unto the Lord once we've given our life to God through faith in Christ. And for me, that happened back in November of 1986, so I'm moving into my 22nd year of being made whole and made new and being born again through Christ. And obviously, that's the driving force in my life, that personal relationship with the Lord. And it's a growing, vibrant relationship. And as a result, it has impact and influence in all that I am and certainly all that I do. And I love what I do as a commentator. It's a good fit for me. I had to retire from playing pro basketball back in 1987 due to some knee trouble and never really had thought about being behind the microphone professionally. Yet the opportunity presented itself with the Indiana Pacers, the team that I played for in the NBA, to initially start on radio. And it was an opportunity to use what I knew most at the time, which was basketball. And it's already been 20-plus years now that I've been behind the microphone and continue to enjoy it greatly and continue to try to work to get better.
You know, Clark, I've been thinking through a lot of zealous Christian parents, and I'm one of them. And we have lots of us out there who have children. Maybe they're involved in sports or other activities.
Sure.
And we want to see them excel and maximize God's abilities. But, you know, you look at yourself, you were the Big Ten basketball MVP when you were at Ohio State. You were an NBA draft pick, the eighth pick in the entire NBA draft. You're a high school All-American. I mean, the standards are high. And it could be very easy to look at your children and say, man, they got to get it done. They got to step up to the plate. And, of course, your kids know that they've got a lot to live up to. What have you instructed with them in terms of the definition of success through the game of basketball or volleyball, whatever sport or whatever realm of activity they're in for your children? And what could you tell all of us out there as to how we should look at the definition of success from Christ's standpoint?
Well, the way we've tried to approach it in terms of our kids and their giftedness athletically is one, to try to master the fundamentals of their particular game, be it volleyball or basketball or soccer. Bring an attitude of wanting to not only excel individually, but wanting to be an outstanding teammate, and make sure you bring the effort required to get the most out of your God-given ability, because that truly is how I would define success from a Christ-centered standpoint. It's about using all that God has given you to the best of your ability to glorify Him. And that's not just athletically, that's in terms of what other giftings you might have or opportunities. You might be very outgoing and very communicative. Maybe you're very gifted in the arts. There are any number of things that push your button or delight you or you have passion about. But the foundational principles of having the right attitude, making sure that you want to master the basics of what you do, being compassionate and considerate of others, whether you're in a team game or not, and then recognizing that you have a responsibility to Christ first and foremost, to strive for excellence in a manner that would please Christ, not necessarily that would please the world. So we don't get hung up too much on accolades. Those are nice when they come, but we try to instill in our kids the principles of honoring the Lord, treating people the way that the Lord wants them to be treated, and viewing yourself from a Christ-centered perspective, from a biblical perspective. So you have some giftedness in certain areas. Make sure you use those to honor and glorify God, and it doesn't make you any more special than anybody else. Mm-hmm. It may require some additional responsibility on your part, but handle that in a way that would honor the Lord. And that's pretty much how we've tried to approach it.
We're talking to Clark Kellogg. If, in case you wanted to know what that last name was, the outstanding broadcaster, you'll see him and hear him on CBS Sports during the March Madness season. He's also a color commentary for the Indiana Pacers. Clark, what about your personal study time with the Lord? What's that like on a daily basis?
Well, you know what? Recently, I've been part of a small group of men here the last 2 years. Really, I've been able to plug back into this group, and we walked through the Wild at Heart book, and we're also now walking through Waking the Dead. And it's ebbed and flowed, Ron. I found over the years that typically I'm best and most consistent in my devotional time and personal study and growing time during the season because there is a structure that's required. There is some really built-in time when I'm traveling on planes or in airports to spend time and, you know, some really quality time in the Word and memorizing Scripture, which is something that I've really practiced since becoming a Christian in the mid-80s, to store that word in my heart that I might not sin against the Lord, that I might be able to share that word with others at the right time and in the right way. Small group time has ebbed and flowed, but right now I'm in a good place. The last year and a half or so I've been pretty consistent in spending that time with a small group of men who are desiring to really grab hold of their hearts as God intended us to do at the beginning. Before sin stepped in and kind of distracted us a bit and continues to. But one of my favorite passages is that we're to guard our hearts because it is the wellspring of life. It's the center of our being, our hearts. And that's kind of a theme that I think God is driving home to me personally as I move forward.
That was CBS analyst Clark Kellogg, and you can watch him call the Final Four next weekend. Let's keep him in our prayers. When we return, Sharing the Victory's Bill Bumpus will talk to FCA's Vice President of Field Ministry, Al Shearbaum. They're going to talk about what coaches can learn from studying the book of Daniel in the Bible. Thanks for joining us today on Sharing the Victory, FCA's national radio program.
We've got our game plan down for the next game, no doubt about it. But I wish we could go over a game plan for life. I mean, every day I walk into this locker room and bam, here it comes. Peer pressure, drugs, partying, you name it. I never know what to say, I never know what to do. I need someone who can coach me for life and give me purpose.
There is a master coach waiting to give you a new game plan for life. Go to morethanwinning.org.
When it comes to your sport, you can compete with
heart.
You can compete with
soul.
You can play
inside out.
FCA Camps, a time of inspiration and perspiration for athletes and coaches who want to reach their full potential. Call 866-269-2267. That's 866-269-2267, or go to fcacamps.org. That's fcacamps.org.
Welcome back to Sharing the Victory Radio. My name's Bill Bumpus, and it's time for FCA Across America. And today, my special guest is Al Shearbaum. He's the Senior Vice President of Field Ministry for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Al, great to have you today.
Oh, it's great to be here. It's a blessing.
Well, as your role in field ministry, I really know it's all about ministering to the staff that we have, more than 900 staff across the country. And, of course, they're out in the field working with coaches and athletes, and especially talking about coaches. I know coaches I've talked to that are trying to do sports God's way. They're so excited But they need help. They need encouragement. They're looking for resources and things that they can do to help them in their walk with Christ. And I know that's a passion for you. You've developed a lot of devotions throughout your ministry and books, and you've got a great resource that has just come out, and it's called Secure Leadership, and it's a Bible study on Daniel, on the book of Daniel. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, the book of Daniel is so applicable to today. It's really about a teenager, Daniel, and his three friends that get taken away during the exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. And you can just imagine what it would be like to be taken away. Everything that you know has been taken from you. And now here you are as a teenager with your hands tied behind your back on a 500-mile journey being taken away to a land that you don't know anything about. And then when you get there, you're being forced to learn the king's way, the Chaldean way, everything that's opposed to what you grew up as a Jewish young man, and what you learned is being shoved down your throat. And so now Daniel and his three friends are having to stand firm in their relationship with God. And so that's why I call it Secure Leadership. And so you have stories like the fire furnace and the lion's den. You have those kind of stories in there because they held to their beliefs when they were told they couldn't. They had to bow down and worship the statue, or they had to pray to the king, whatever it might be. But they were secure enough in God to say, you know what? Even if my God doesn't deliver me, I'm going to stand firm in him. And so I really believe that the most important thing in our culture today is to be secure in my relationship with Christ, knowing that his way is the right way to go, that he will bless me, he will protect me. But even if he decides not to, it's still the right thing to do.
Well, Al, real quickly, break it down for us as far as coaches is concerned. How is this really going to help coaches? They take this 13-week Bible study, and what is your dream and vision for them as they go through this?
Yeah, the primary thing is for them to examine what are they truly resting in? Where is their identity? Is their identity in their wins, performance, those kind of things? Because if it is, that can be taken away. Is their identity in the finances that they receive? Or is their identity truly in Christ? And I found that whenever the pressure's on, you'll find out what you're truly trusting in for life. And if you find out that you're really trusting in yourself and all those things, and when they get taken away, you're completely devastated and you have no place to go. But if you know when those things are challenging in your life and you're secure in your relationship with God, you can make the decisions that are necessary and not worry about what everyone else is telling you.
Well, Al, it's going to be exciting to see how coaches use this study. It's called Secure Leadership, a 13-week Bible study on the book of Daniel. In fact, if you're a coach or you know a coach who could really use a resource like this, give us a call right now and we'll send you a free copy. Here's the phone number, toll free, 866-788-5031. That's 866-788-5031, and we'll send you, when you give us a call, a free copy of Secure Leadership, a study on Daniel. You can also email us. Just leave us your name, mailing address, and phone number, and that email is STVRadio, for Sharing the Victory, STVRadio@FCA.org. That's STVRadio@FCA.org. And again, the phone number, 866-788-5031. Al Schierbaum, Senior Vice President for Field Ministry, thanks for being with us today.
It was great being here. Thank you, Bill.
And coming up next, Ron Brown has a special interview on race relations. You're listening to Sharing the Victory from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
You have talent, you have ability. As an athlete or coach, you are expected to deliver results. But for a Christian competitor, it isn't just about winning. It's about reaching for a higher level.
So let the competition begin, and let the glory be God's.
Want your love for sports to represent your love for Christ? Become a part of Team FCA and sign the Competitor's Creed. Visit FCA.org. That's FCA.org.
Serving.
Integrity.
Teamwork.
Excellence.
These are the core values of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Get an in-depth look at each value from select contributors such as Tony Dungy, John Wooden, Laura Wilkinson, John Kitna, Betsy King, and Les Steckel. The four-book set is available now at FCA.org. This book series will be an excellent resource for high school, college, and professional athletes and fans at all levels. The Core Values book series available at FCA.org. That's FCA.org. Sign up to get the free Daily Impact devotional in your inbox. Just go to sharingthevictoryradio.com. Here's Ron Brown.
We have a very special guest today with a very special issue. Former 1983 national champion basketball player for North Carolina State University, Alvin Battle. Alvin, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you, and I appreciate you inviting me to come on to speak today.
Oh, you bet, Alvin. And, of course, you played for the late, great Jim Valvano, that outstanding, charismatic basketball coach who led you guys to the national title that year. And I'll tell you what, I remember where I was at, and what a finale, not only in the game, but the way the game finished. You know, Alvin, to this day, I don't know if that was an air ball that went up there or a pass, but I know this, it fell into the right hands for as far as you were concerned, right?
It fell into the right hands, and, you know, we just had our 25th anniversary, and we were kidding Derek about it. He continued to say it was a pass, but we all know it was a shot.
Well, at any rate, let's talk about what has been really, I think, a huge issue in America, and it sometimes it gets downplayed, but you're African-American. I am. As we've talked, you and I, we both go to predominantly white churches. Of course, we have heard over the years that the most segregated hour in America is Sunday morning. At 11 a.m.
That is true.
You have white and black people and others just kind of move into their own little realms. Even people who are friends and so forth who live with each other just kind of go to their own churches racially.
That is true.
And yet you and I go to churches where we are in the minority. And, you know, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the pressures of that. Why don't you talk to us a little bit about some of your impressions and what maybe what your church is doing so that there is a biblical love and unity among believers in local churches?
Well, let me tell you about my church. It's New Horizons Fellowship in Apex, North Carolina, and the senior pastor's name is Ray Wickham. If you look at Ray Wickham, he's a short man, about 5'2", and doesn't look like a man that I would follow, but I tell you what, he is one of my mentors. I absolutely love him. He loves God, and he started our church about 15 years ago, and I've been there for about 9 years. Mm-hmm. But when we started going to New Horizons Fellowship 9 years ago, my wife and my family were the only racial couple there. We were all white people there. For some reason, God was drawing us to that church.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to know Pastor Ray and his family and just felt like this is where God was calling us to be. You know, we need to do something to bridge the divide between blacks and white in this country. So we've been there, like I said, for 9 years, and I'm a part of leadership there. And over the past 9 years, we have our church is still probably 85% Caucasian, but you will within the last 2 years, it is absolutely growing as far as the minorities. People will come in and just see me. I'm one of the greeters, and greet them with a smiling face and just happy to be there, and they come back. And that's why we got to do it one person at a time. And we do need to bridge this gap between the races because, you know, when we get to heaven, all of us are going to be there.
Right.
So we might as well get used to it or get accustomed to it right now while we're on earth.
Yeah, they're not going to be any railroad tracks dividing us up there in a black heaven, a white heaven, an Hispanic heaven, a north or south heaven, right?
That is true.
Yeah. You know, Alvin, if we can just get downright frank here, I think one of the things that God really asks us to be is a very authentic people.
Yes.
And when we look at it, the paint gets dumped on the ghost.
Yes.
In this issue when you see people of different races moving in a particular community, and you see the flight of a number of people who want to avoid that particular race or people group. We can talk about socioeconomics and the housing rates and the market value and all of that. But by and large, you know, as we're looking at things from a ministry standpoint, God has called us to look at people with his heart, not with the world's heart. And then you think about interracial marriage. I mean, it has created tremendous tension in this nation, even among Christians. Have those issues come up at your church? Have you had some frank discussions and put things out on the table so that we can take a biblical spin on these issues?
Well, you know, you mentioned the interracial part, and that's something that's near to dear to my heart. My wife is Caucasian.
Mm-hmm.
We have gone through all of those things with interracial couples, and that was one of the main reasons why we went to New Horizons Fellowship, because we thought that that place would be a safe haven for interracial couples, because in the black church, you still... That's still not accepted.
Right.
Of course, it's not accepted in the white church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my wife and I can tell you all types of stories about what's happening, you know, what has happened to us based on mm-hmm. our race, interracial mm-hmm. marriage. But, you know, thank God and praise God, we've been married for 20 years
mm-hmm.
and with two beautiful daughters to show for it and mm-hmm. two Christian girls. But, you know, it is an issue. And our church is growing in the popularity for interracial marriages because they see an interracial couple. And it's bridging the gap. One by one, it's bridging the gap
Amen.
Between the blacks and the whites.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really is. You know, we had a hard time finding someone to marry us back in 1988.
Wow.
We didn't get married in the traditional church in this area because no one would marry us.
Mm-hmm.
So we got married in a friend's home. But, you know, God has been faithful to us. He's loved us and shown us where we need to be and what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for a long time, we thought that people were looking at us by being an interracial couple. You know, we've had several people come up to me and just ask me, you look familiar to me.
uh-huh.
You know, did you play for so-and-so? Yes, I did. But being a black man, I'm automatically thinking that, yeah, you're looking at me based on my race, but that yet still they were looking at me because I knew you from playing basketball at NC State. So mm-hmm. we've had to change our thinking also.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, you know, God has been faithful to us, and mm-hmm. we are examples of interracial marriages and how they should be upheld instead of going through the stereotypical. When you see a black man and a white woman, what do you see? You see two people instead of a black man and a white woman.
Mm-hmm. Alvin, thank you very much for diving into this issue with me today and reminding us all of our oneness in Jesus Christ. And our guest today in this special segment is Alvin Battle, former basketball player for the national champion North Carolina State Wolfpack back in 1983. Alvin, thanks for being on the show with us.
Well, thank you for allowing me to share with you today, and I do appreciate it.
Alvin had much more to say about race relations, and we have the entire interview available for you at our website, sharingthevictoryradio.com. Just click on Listen Now. Back in biblical times, your name said a lot about who you were. It may not be so true in this day and age, but a name still has meaning, especially when it comes to the name for your favorite sports team. FCA President Les Steckel has much more to say about that on Coach's Corner. It's coming up next, so keep it right here on Sharing the Victory.
One way to play drug-free from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes is one of the most successful programs in the country, reaching more than 500,000 student athletes. Here's Texas Rangers All-Star Josh Hamilton.
Use what God's given you and glorify Him the best you can, and that's by keeping, you know, your body free from the things that aren't supposed to be in it. You know, the best I can do to put in my body what it needs to be fueled in a healthy way to glorify God when I play is what I need to do.
To sign the One Way to Play commitment, visit FCA.org. As the men's and women's Final Four get underway, we'll have a special program for you next weekend on Sharing the Victory. You'll be inspired by the story of Kay Yao, women's head coach at North Carolina State, who passed away in January after a long battle with cancer.
At death, we make an exit from one stage into a new beginning of eternal life with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Make sure you join us next weekend for Sharing the Victory.
Hi, Ron Brown, your host, welcoming you back to Sharing the Victory. It's time for Coach's Corner with Les Steckel.
Many sports teams have adopted the names of fierce animals to signify their special strength. There are the Chicago Bears and the Baylor Bears, the Chicago Bulls and the University of South Florida Bulls, the Detroit Lions and the Penn State Nittany Lions, the Detroit Tigers and the Auburn Tigers. And there are others like the Jaguars, the Gators, the Sharks, the Timberwolves, and the Badgers. But not all sports teams have ferocious-sounding names. Consider the Gophers, the Owls, the Dolphins, and the lovable Cubs. Each nickname was chosen for a special reason or a special characteristic of the animal. Bill Gothard created an amazing series of Bible studies for youth based on character sketches from the Bible and illustrated in the world of nature. At times, Chris and I used the two volumes of character sketches for our family devotions, and they were terrific. Our children loved the examples and learned so much about the Bible characters and biblical principles because of the things in nature that Bill Gothard's volumes revealed. Such biblical and life principles as loyalty, responsibility, courage, initiative, and decisiveness were taught in very memorable ways. For example, Gothard's first volume demonstrated how the grizzly bear illustrates loyalty in following unspoken wishes, and then the same lesson is taught by retelling the story of the prophet Elisha in 1 and 2 Kings. In responsibility, the characteristics of the common crow are used to show the importance of completing the task assigned you. From the pages of Scripture, the life of Saul, who became the Apostle Paul, is shown to have taught the same lessons in responsibility. And in decisiveness, the importance of evaluating courses of action quickly and accurately is demonstrated by nature, by the red fox, and in Scripture by Nehemiah, who seized the right moment to rebuild the city walls of Jerusalem. The next time you cheer for the eagles or the lions or the owls or the beavers or the other team's name for animals, think about the characteristics of that animal and see if you can't find similar human attributes in men and women in the Bible. You'll find your understanding of the Bible as well as your appreciation of the animals God created will both grow substantially. This is Coach Les Steckel, president of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, encouraging you to always be looking for examples that can help others understand the ways of God. God bless you.
The Final Four in men's and women's college basketball gets started next weekend. Aren't you excited? And I hope you can be with us for a very special program. We will be remembering the life of Kay Yao, the women's basketball coach at North Carolina State, who died back in January after a long battle with cancer. You won't want to miss that next program. It's very touching. Remember, there are two ways of doing sports, God's way or man's way. Which will you choose? From all of us here, from Sharing the Victory, have a great week in Christ.
Earlier in the program, we told you about a new study on the book of Daniel, written from a coach's point of view. This is definitely a resource every coach will find valuable. To get a free copy of the book, Secure Leadership, a Study on the Book of Daniel, call us at 1-866-788-5031. That's toll-free, 866-788-5031. You can also request a free copy of the book when you visit our website at sharingthevictoryradio.com. Just click on Contact Us and send us a message. Again, the website is sharingthevictoryradio.com. Please be sure to leave us your name, mailing address, and phone number. We hope you enjoyed today's program, and please make plans to join us next weekend at this same time. Sharing the Victory is a production of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports.